Death. Everyone is aware of the fact that sooner or later they will die. But for most of us, this is just a superficial awareness. Deep down, we habitually assume that our death will not occur until some time in the distant future. All the time in the back of our mind, there is the tacit assumption that we shall not die today. Even on the day on which we actually die, we shall probably be assuming that we shall not die and be making plans for the next day. We live our life as if we were going to remain in this world forever, and consequently, we devote almost all of our time to the affairs of this life and think little about what will happen after we die. Our preoccupation with trivial, mundane activities causes us to waste our precious human life. Instead of using it to accomplish one of the three great goals mentioned earlier, we use it only to obtain food, clothing, and shelter, to acquire material possessions, to indulge in sex and other superficial pleasures, and to seek promotion and high social status. In this respect, we are no different from animals who scavenge for food, make shelters, produce young, protect their territory, and vie for supremacy within the herd or flock. A human life such as ours is extremely rare and difficult to obtain, so what a great tragedy it would be if instead of using it to advance spiritually, we were to waste it by living like an animal. The best way to avoid wasting our precious life is to become acutely aware of our impermanence by meditating on death. We meditate on death to acquaint our mind with three thoughts. 1. I shall definitely die. 2. The time of my death is utterly uncertain. And 3. At the time of my death, and after my death, only the practice of Dharma will help me. We need to meditate on these thoughts again and again in analytical meditation until we develop a deep experience of them and they come to affect the way we live our life. To acquaint ourselves with the first thought, we can contemplate three lines of reasoning. 1. I shall definitely die, because there is no way to prevent my body from finally decaying. 2. Day by day, moment by moment, my life is slipping away. 3. My death will come regardless of whether or not I have made the time to practice Dharma. By contemplating these points, we come to a clear conclusion: I shall definitely die. And we meditate on this conclusion in placement meditation. We then contemplate the following three points. 1. I have no idea when I shall die. I may be young and healthy, but this does not mean that I shall not die soon. Many young people die before their parents. There is no certainty in this world. 2. There are many causes of untimely death. For example, many strong and healthy people die as a result of unforeseen accidents. 3. This human body is extremely fragile and can easily be destroyed, even by the smallest of objects. Through contemplating these points, we shall realize that the time of our death is completely uncertain and that we have absolutely no guarantee that we shall not die today. When we are convinced of this, we should mentally repeat over and over again, "I may die today, I may die today," and concentrate on the feeling it evokes. Then we contemplate the following three points. 1. At the time of my death, my wealth and possessions will be of no benefit to me. 2. At the time of my death, my family and friends will not be able to help me. And 3. At the time of my death, even my body will be of no use to me. By contemplating these points, we realize that at the time of our death, and after our death, only Dharma practice will help us. And we meditate on this conclusion. Finally, we conclude our contemplations by making 3 resolutions. I will practice Dharma. I will practice Dharma right now. I will practice Dharma purely. And we meditate on these determinations without distraction for as long as we can. We should put these resolutions into practice and integrate them into our daily life. By doing this, we can protect ourselves from the dangers of lower rebirth, attain a permanent cessation of all suffering, and even accomplish full enlightenment.